Disc two.
Ingredient two is weeks. Weeks, we consider the basic unit of a life, the basic unit of a family, the basic unit of a home, and the basic unit of an education. It is in, you know, if you try to do something more than weeks, how many of you have tried to create like a 6-month plan? A 6-month plan typically lasts about how long? About a week. You know,
there's a clue there.
It's kind of, you can plan your 4-year plan and it will last about a week. You can plan your 1-month plan, about a week into it, you'll be saying, maybe we should try something a little different. Weeks are about the normal unit. They're about the best. And we found that, especially if we're meeting each Sunday, again, you'll see that these ingredients fit together. You know, they stir, they blend. As we meet each week and plan for that week, we're able to look at the week and really control the calendar. We can look at the calendar and we can simply block in the events, as we told you. Here's what we have this week that's outside that we need to do. Then we mark in blocks of free time. We just circle them or highlight blocks of free time, open time, and we say, this open time or this free time, these are things that we're just going to use as family time. Don't overschedule as you're doing this, but use those weekly meetings to plan your week. Don't try to plan the next 2 months. Don't try to plan the next 2 weeks. Just plan the next week and leave long or big blocks of open time that you know this is free time where the kids can play. This is free time where mom and dad can be interrupted by the kids to do things. And that's how we structure the calendar. Again, we don't want to overschedule because overscheduling means that we're at the mercy of the calendar. The other key thing about this is say no to things. You are in charge of your time. You are in charge of your family and your education.
And it's not even just a power issue, it's a stewardship issue. You have an accountability for your time. It's not what somebody else does to you or what duty requires of you. You have choices. And the week is the perfect time, and the planning meeting is the perfect time to exercise your accountability for how you schedule your time. If, for example, you know that, let's say you've got a recital for your kids who are in lessons happening this week, that's going to be such and so night, and there's going to be a lot of extra practice time, and then there's a dress rehearsal here. So you plug in those things that you have chosen that fit in. And then you realize, well, I guess that means that we better not do this, that, and the other thing that are coming up, because if we do that, then we won't have any family time all week long because we're just going to be gone every single evening.
Or we say, Grandma and Grandpa are visiting on Thursday and Friday. Let's schedule more free time on Thursday and Friday. So instead of having school 8 to 1 Thursday, Friday, let's do school 8 to 3 Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we'll have that free time open. Or you can simply say, you know what, we're okay with that. We're just going to take those 2 days off. But the key is that you plan it, that it doesn't happen to you.
And you make choices. Don't let it just happen to you. You make an accountability. If you don't just say, oh, well, I guess we're not doing school. Or, oh, well, I guess we won't read to the kids for the next 7 weeks. you figure out what your values are. You plug them into your calendar, and everything else just better fit in or leave. That's the way it works. And you know, if you want to look to Franklin or to Covey or whatever to take their seminars, they can be really great. But the bottom line is if you make a plan and you have a calendar and you just work with it, that's all there is.
And again, you're going to see how many of these ingredients kind of mesh together. You know, the flour and the milk and the eggs all kind of become the same thing as the
You're really getting into this ingredients thing, I'm thinking.
Yeah.